Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 202, Why I Don't Play with My Children, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Hello, everybody. My name is Greg Audino. I am your host and narrator here on OPD. We have a whole catalog of articles and books that we read from that can help you with your parenting goals, and today's latest one will come from Rachel Jones, who is not afraid to admit that she doesn't care to play with her children. Now, that might sound jarring, but let's keep an open mind as we hear the rest of her thoughts and alternative approaches as we optimize your life. Why I Don't Play with My Children, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Are you a partner who doesn't enjoy playing with children? At least not in the imaginative, pretending sort of way? I certainly am. And many parents feel the same way and live with guilt about it. There's no need to feel ashamed. It's the way we are, and that is just fine. We pretended when we were children, and now we've grown up, and it's our children's turn to play pretend. Some people will think less of me for it, but I can't do it. The times I've tried, I have hated every minute of it. If I were to force myself, I would not be a nice person to play with, and I would certainly not be a nicer parent for it. No. Avoiding playing with my children means the time we do spend together is enjoyed by all. Children are so smart. The last thing I want is for my child to feel that I dislike them in any way. I know if I were to force myself to engage in pretend play, they would pick up on my negative feelings about it. I don't want to risk them thinking that it is in any way directed towards them. So, how do you spend time with children if you hate playing? Make it a point to be with your children and do activities with them that you both enjoy. Just because you don't like to participate in pretend play doesn't mean you avoid spending time with your children. It does mean that you have to be more intentional about spending time with them. Often, when kids play, they will invite you to join them, and if you don't participate in their play, it will remind you to take time out to be with them doing something else. Plan quiet afternoons with nothing on the schedule so you can take time out and do things together. You don't always have to say no to your child. Instead, try redirecting. You go ahead and play by yourself right now. Let's go for a walk together this afternoon. This advice was given to me and has helped me from feeling like I'm always shutting my children down. Five activities we enjoy together. Number one, games. Do you enjoy board games and card games? If so, then it's a great way to interact together. We start young. Currently, our 2-year-old is learning how to play Uno. We progress to Guess Who and card games. As the kids get older, we play Monopoly, Risk, Sequence, and Settlers of Catan. When we get to the teen years, we bring in the more difficult games. Sculptivity, Catchphrase, Scrabble, and Rummikub. Monopoly is how my children have learned to count money, and Risk has helped them ace geography quizzes. Through games, they have learned how to strategize, barter, and persuade. And after they have learned how to play, we all enjoy playing together. Number two, puzzles. Puzzles are nice, calm activities. Lay it out at the table, sort the pieces, build the edges, and then work on sections until it's complete. Working on puzzles is a beautiful way to tie together generations. The great-grandparents in my children's lives are no longer with us, but when they were, they often had a puzzle laid out on the table, and when we visited, we would work on it together. Doing puzzles with my children reminds me of the time I spent with my grandparents and my husband's grandparents. the stories they told, and different character traits they had. I end up telling stories as we work. Stories from past generations, stories from my childhood, and stories about my own children. Number 3. Crafts. Many adults enjoy crafts, and the kids are happy to jump in. Browse Pinterest for easy paper crafts and keep the supplies fairly minimal. We have paper, scissors, tape, glue, stickers, and paint. Although I enjoy crafts, when I have splurged on miscellaneous supplies, it just ends up all over the house. So I've pared down to the basics. We've done paper trees, snowflakes, lanterns, chains, buntings, and various pictures to hang in our hinged frames. Sometimes I can even get the teens involved in making something with us, which is a super win. Number 4. Coloring. I just recently discovered the wonderful coloring books for adults. My husband got me one for Christmas, and I enjoyed sitting down to color in the evening. It didn't take long before the kids would sit down with me, but their coloring books would frustrate them. Most often, the ones they have received were activity books, with crossword puzzles and complete the picture pages. My book with animals and flowers was so much more appealing to them. I searched Amazon, and the detail in the animal coloring books was so great, I had been hoping for one that would encourage them to use their imagination, but not frustrate them with tiny, intricate patterns. Coming up short, I decided to make my own. I have enjoyed doodling and painting cute little creatures for many years, so I compiled my little animal friends into a coloring book, Simple Animals. The kids have been thrilled. They routinely sit down with me and color on pages. Keeping the pages simple, minimal, the kids' creativity has exploded, and it has been such a pleasure to watch. Sitting down to color with the kids has been so rewarding. I've been able to teach them shading techniques and encourage them to create their own patterns and designs. Number 5. Outdoor activities. Does your family enjoy spending time in the outdoors? Then get out there and share with your children the wonder of nature. Not far from us are several large wilderness parks with walking and biking trails and fishing access. We've gone for drives in the country and had picnics in different places. We've been camping and fishing, hiking and wading. The fresh mountain spring water here is a little too cold to actually be fully immersed in. We normally walk to the water, throw rocks, work on our stone skipping techniques, admire rocks and driftwood, and then walk back to the parking lot. Closer to our house, we walk to the park, go for bike rides, or have picnics in our yard. These are all things I do with my children instead of playing, but it's not exhaustive by any means. We spend a lot of time together, and I am often reading with my children. We cook together and we clean together. Making sure that children have independent play is very important as well. So please, parents, if you're like me and you really hate to play, give yourself a break and invite your children to join you in an activity you can both enjoy. You just listened to the post titled, Why I Don't Play With My Children, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
And thanks to Rachel for this one. Definitely a lot of good alternatives to playing pretend on this list. And even if you are someone who feels resistant towards Rachel for not opting to play pretend with her children, do at least take from this article a list of what are truly great alternatives. And to further bridge this gap between your preferences as an adult and your child's preferences, in addition to offering them all of these options, also ask them what else they'd like to do besides playing pretend. Because we want this to be as much of a partnership as possible. So if card games or reading like Rachel recommended are good for you but not for your child, keep working at it. Maybe they'd like to play one of their sports with you, or go look at bugs together, or play with blocks. The more you can ask your children to be involved with this, the more enthusiastic they'll be than if they were to first not get their choice of playing pretend, and then not also get to choose the alternative. Does that make sense? Okay, so that will do it, everybody. One more in the books, and there's more where that came from tomorrow, as I will be back with another parenting post for you, as usual. So I hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.